It's Sky Daniels from KCSN in Los Angeles.
Nice to see you.
Good to have you aboard. Welcome to the airwaves of Los Angeles. I want to ask, you know, after 9 years, what inspires you to corral the gang in Crazy Horse to make a new record? Is it the fact that you want their parole officers to know they're gainfully employed, or is there something else that inspires you that it's time to get the Crazy Horse gang back together?
Usually I just go by my feelings, you know. You can feel it when it's time to do something. You know, it's just the way I do things. I wait until I feel like doing something, and whatever it is I feel like doing, that's what I do. It's like the way, you know, this is not a real job.
nor is this one, certainly, and it's going to definitely be exhibited as the interview goes forward. You named the album Americana, and you've reimagined a number of standards, you know, things ranging from This Land Is Your Land to Oh Susanna. When I first heard that the album was entitled Americana, I wondered, was there some sort of implied cognizance that there's been a surge in interest in what's being labeled and perhaps being marketed as Americana? Because in listening to the record, it seems like you wanted to really reveal some of the depth of the history of what could be termed that music. What was the reason for the, A, idea of recording these standards, and B, titling the album Americana?
Well, the songs themselves were songs that I did in a group in 1964 called The Squires, and it was a bunch of arrangements of songs that I had there, and one of them was based on a group called The Thorns, who did Oh Susanna, and Tim Rose was in that group.
Right.
And I did a lot of arrangements based on the liberties taken by that one arrangement. I used that as a template for several other arrangements. So I had like five or six tunes like that. And High Flying Bird's another one that I did. And it was based on a group that I heard around the same time called The Company, the same time I heard The Thorns. So The Squires basically absorbed these other two bands' styles and took them and made this type of music out of them. And then, you know, years later, I was playing with Crazy Horse in the studio, and I had no songs. But I just felt like playing with them, so I decided to try these songs, and so that's what we did. We did those songs, and then I told my friend Craig Coleman at Atlantic Records in New York, who's a great record man and a real music lover, the kind of guy that, you know, the music business needs people like this, because his reaction right away was, hey, I can help you do this. Let me send you a bunch of tracks that might fit, and maybe give you some ideas for other songs you could do. So he sent me many, many tracks, and I was able to find a bunch more from that. And then by the time we finished, we had the record Americana, which had all these songs. And I just was looking at the songs, and I said, well, it's Americana. So that's what we called it, that, because that's what it is.
Just in that last comment, that, you know, Craig, great record man. Obviously, this is a record that does look into your own past as well as the past of America's rich musical history. But you continue, as always, to look both forward, backward, and elsewhere in your own pursuits. And in this record, you've included having the artist Shepard Fairey create illustrations for each song, which is a novel idea, and you've had a friendship with him. What inspired you to have that particular application go into this record?
Well, I was talking to him, and I told him, you know, listen, I'm doing all these songs. They're all songs everybody knows. They got these images in them. Why don't you try to, you know, why don't you take them, do a series on them if you'd be interested? And then, you know, we'll do a show together. We can do a gallery show. And so he did all these, and they're amazing pieces. There's 11 of them, and they're just fantastic. So the other day we shot a video, basically a black and white silent film about these an author who had written a book called America, who went to a gallery to gather art for the book. And each chapter of the book required a new piece. So the author walked around with the curator at the gallery and looked at all these pieces, and the pieces are all shepherds. And as the camera moves into these pieces, they become full color and full high res, and it's no longer a black and white movie. And with some little piano playing in the background, it's full resolution sound with a high res picture of these incredible paintings. So it's an interesting thing. If you go to CNN.com or something now, I think it's on the front page of CNN.com. You can click on it, and it'll take you to my website where you can see it. It's a 40-minute short.
You might see me down in Alabama or Baton Rouge down in up to Detroit City, where people work hard and life is gritty. It don't really matter where I am, it's what I do and what I can. This old world has been good to me, so I try to give back.
You've been working behind the scenes and in front of the scenes on creating new codecs. You've got your SQS system and your desire to create a digital delivery system that really, hopefully, gets users, end users, to really get through digital delivery high quality sound. How goes the work there, and how far along on that, and how optimistic are you that that will come to see the light of day soon?
Well, the way we plan to do it is, you know, we've already started. I have an excellent team. We have some angel investors that have given us a little push in the right direction. We have some interested parties for when we're a little further down the road, and we're building the first series of players right now, and I have another album coming out in the fall with Crazy Horse, and I'm going to premiere that album on the player to some people, and that'll be the first prototypes of the player. So when I play that for different groups of people, it'll be on the player, and we'll show people the player. And then the music service and the player will come out in May of 2013, so we'll be able to serve, you know, a wide variety of music from the major record groups and for major artists, and you know, legacy, you know, past, present, and future recordings.
Well, you know, it's been great talking to you, Neil. You're a guy who, as evidenced just in this short conversation, you're always thinking, you're always contributing, and you're always creating. And we want you to know that we appreciate it here in Los Angeles on KCSN.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, enjoy this. I hope you get to play some of these Pono tracks and people can hear them and hear the high-resolution sound that the artists originally recorded.
We will be doing that, and we certainly will be taking care of business on Americana, your latest release. Ladies and gentlemen, Neil Young joining us on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you.
Why the angels cry.